Unbound Theatre presents Sounds and Sweet Airs, the complete works of William Shakespeare. Hamlet, Act 4.
He will come straight. I'll silence me even here. Pray you, be round with him.
I'll warrant you. Fear me not.
Mother! Mother! Mother!
Withdraw. I hear him coming.
Now, Mother, what's the matter?
Hamlet, thou hast thy father much offended.
Mother, you have my father much offended.
Come, come, you answer with an idle tongue.
Go, go, you question with a wicked tongue.
Have you forgot me?
No, by the rood, not so. You are the queen, your husband's brother's wife, and, would it were not so, you are my mother.
Nay then, I'll set those to you that can speak.
Come, come, sit you down. You shall not budge. You go not till I set you up a glass where you may see the inmost part of you.
What wilt thou do? Wilt thou murder me?
What?
Help! Help!
Help!
How now? A rat... dead. For a ducat, dead.
Oh. Hermy, what hast thou done?
Nay, I know not. Is it the king?
Oh, what a rash and bloody deed is this!
A bloody deed. Almost as bad, good mother, as kill a king and marry with his brother.
As kill a king?
Aye, lady, 'twas my word. Thou wretched, rash, intruding fool. Farewell. I took thee for thy better. Take thy fortune. Thou find'st to be too busy is some danger. Leave wringing of your hands. Peace, sit you down. And let me wring your heart, for so I shall if it be made of penetrable stuff.
What have I done that thou darest wag thy tongue in noise so rude against me?
Such an act that blurs the grace and blush of modesty, calls virtue hypocrite, takes off the rose from the fair forehead of an innocent love and sets a blister there, makes marriage vows as false as dicer's oaths.
I mean, what act that roars so loud and thunders in the index?
Look here, upon this picture and on this. The counterfeit presentment of two brothers. See what a grace was seated on this brow. Hyperion's curls, the front of Jove himself. An eye like Mars to threaten and command. A combination and a form indeed where every god did seem to set his seal to give the world assurance of a man. This was your husband. Look you now what follows. Here is your husband. Like a mildewed ear blasting his wholesome brother. Have you eyes? Could you on this fair mountain leave to feed and batten on this moor? Have you eyes? You cannot call it love. For at your age the heyday in the blood is tame. It's humble and waits upon the judgment. And what judgment would step from this to this? What devil was that thus hath cozened you at Hoodman Blind? Eyes without feeling, feeling without sight, ears without hands or eyes, smelling sons all but a sickly part of one true sense could not so mope. What shame! Where is thy blush?
Oh, Hamlet, speak no more. Thou turn'st mine eyes into my very soul, and there I see such black and grained spots as will not leave their tinct.
Nay, but to live in the rank sweat of an adseamed bed, stewed in corruption, honeying and making love over the nasty sty.
Oh, speak to me no more. These words like daggers enter in mine ears. No more, sweet Hamlet.
A murderer and a villain. A slave that is not 20th part the tithe of your precedent lord.
No more!
A king of shreds and patches. Save me, and hover o'er me with your wings, you heavenly guards. What would your gracious figure?
Alas, he's mad!
Do not come your tardy son to chide, that lapsed in time and passion lets go by the important acting of your dread command. Oh, say...
Do not forget, this visitation is but to whet thy almost blunted purpose. But look, amazement on thy mother sits. Oh, step between her and her fighting soul. Speak to her, Hamlet!
How is it with you, lady?
Alas, how is it with you, that you do bend your eye on vacancy, and with incorporeal air do hold discourse? Oh, gentle sun, upon the heat and flame of thy distemper, sprinkle cool patience. Whereon do you look?
On him. On him. Do not look upon me.
To whom do you speak this?
Do you see nothing there?
Nothing at all. Yet all that is, I see.
Nor did you nothing here?
No, nothing but ourselves.
Why, look you there, look. My father, in his habit as he lived, look where he goes, even now, out at the portal.
This is the very coinage of your brain. This bodiless creation ecstasy is very cunning in.
Ecstasy. My pulse, as yours, doth temperately keep time and makes as healthful music. It is not madness that I have uttered. Mother, for love of grace, lay not that flattering unction to your soul that not your trespass but my madness speaks. It will but skin and film the ulcerous place, whilst rank corruption, mining all within, infects unseen. Confess yourself to heaven. Repent what's past. Avoid what is to come. And do not spread the compost on the weeds to make them ranker.
Oh, Hamlet, thou hast cleft my heart in twain.
Throw away the worser part of it and live the purer with the other half. Once more, good night. And when you are desirous to be blessed, I'll blessing beg of you. For this same Lord, I do repent. But heaven hath pleased it so to punish me with this and this with me, that I must be their scourge and minister. I will bestow him, and will answer well the death I gave him. One word more, good lady.
What shall I do?
Not this, by no means that I bid you do. Let the bloat king tempt you again to bed, pinch wanton on your cheek, call you his mouse, and let him, for a pair of reachy kisses or paddling in your neck with his damned fingers, make you to ravel all this matter out, that I essentially am not in madness, but mad in craft. 'Twere good you let him know.
Be thou assured, if words be made of breath and breath of life, I have no life to breathe what thou hast said to me.
I must to England. Come, sir, to draw toward an end with you. Good night, mother.
What, Gertrude? How does Hamlet?
Mad as the sea and the wind when both contend which is the mightier. In his lawless fit, behind the arras hearing something stir, whips out his rapier, cries a rat, and in his brainish apprehension kills the unseen good old man.
Oh, heavy deed. Now, Hamlet, where's Polonius?
At supper.
At supper? Where?
Not where he eats, but where he is eaten. A certain convocation of politic worms at e'en at him.
Alas, alas.
A man may fish with the worm that hath eat of a king, and eat of the fish that hath fed of that worm.
What dost you mean by this?
Nothing, but to show you how a king may go a progress through the guts of a beggar.
Where is Polonius?
In heaven. Sent hither to see. If your messenger find him not there, seek him in the other place yourself. But indeed, if you find him not within this month, you shall nose him as you go up the stairs into the lobby.
Go seek him there.
He will stay till you come.
Hamlet, this deed for thine especial safety, which we do tender as we dearly grieve for that which thou hast done, must send thee hence with fiery quickness. Therefore prepare thyself. The bark is ready, and the wind at help. The associates tend, and everything is bent
for England.
Aye, Hamlet.
Good.
So is it, if thou knewest our purposes.
I see a cherub that sees them. But come, for England. Farewell, dear mother.
My loving father, Hamlet.
My mother? Father and mother is man and wife is one flesh, and so, my mother. Come. For England.
And England, if my love our horse that ought, pays homage to us. Thou mayst not coldly set our sovereign process, which imports at full, my letters conjuring to that effect, the present death of Hamlet. Do it, England, for like the hectic in my blood he rages, and thou must cure me till I know 'tis done, howe'er my haps my joys were ne'er begun.
Question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die. To sleep. No more. And by a sleep, to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished, to die. To sleep. To sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life. For who would bear the whips and scorns of time, the oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes, when he himself might his quietus make with a bare bodkin? Who would fardels bear, to grunt and sweat under a weary life, but that the dread of something after death? The undiscovered country from whose bourn no traveller returns puzzles the will and makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Thus conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pith and moment with this regard their currents turn awry. And lose the name of action.
Where is the beauteous majesty of Denmark?
How now, Ophelia?
How should I, your true love, know? From another one? By his cockle hat and staff and his sandal shoe.
Alas, sweet lady, what imports this song?
Say you? Nay, pray you, mark. He is dead and gone, lady. He is dead and gone. At his head a green grass turf, at his heels a stone.
Nay, but Ophelia...
Pray you, mark! White his shroud as the mountain snow.
Alas, look Larded here, my
with
lord.
Sweet flowers, which be wept to the grave did not go with true love showers.
How do you, pretty lady?
Well, God ill'd you. They say the owl was a baker's daughter. My lord, we know what we are, but not what we may be. God be at your table.
Conceit upon her father.
Pray you, let's have no words of this. But when they ask you what it means, say you this. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning be time, and I am made at your window to be your Valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes and duped the chamber door. Let in the maid, that outer maid never departed more.
Pretty Ophelia.
Indeed, la, without an oath. I'll make an end on it. By gears and by sweet charity, alack and fie for shame. young men will do it, if they come to it. By cock, they are to blame. Quoth she, before you tumbled me, you promised me to wed, and so would I have done by yonder sun, if thou hast not come to my bed.
How long hath she been thus?
I hope all will be well. We must be patient. But I cannot choose but to weep, to think they should lay him in the cold ground. My brother shall know of it. And so I thank you for your good counsel. Come, my coach. Good night, ladies. Good night, sweet ladies. Good night. Good night.
Follow her close. Give her good watch, I pray you. Oh, this is the poison of deep grief. It springs all from her father's death. Oh, Gertrude, Gertrude, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. First, her father's slain.
Where is the king?
Alack, what noise is this?
Oh, thou vile king!
Calmly, good Laertes.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
Let him demand his fill.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with. To hell allegiances, vows to the blackest devil, I dare damnation. To this point I stand. Let come what comes. Only I'll be revenged most thoroughly for my father.
Good Laertes, if you desire to know the certainty of your dear father's death, is writ in your revenge. That sweepstake, you will draw both friend and foe, winner and loser.
None but his enemies.
Why, now you speak like a good child, and a true gentleman, that I am guiltless of your father's death, and am most sensible in grief for it. It shall as level to your judgment pierce as day does to your eye.
And will he not come again? And will he not come again?
Ophelia, kind sister.
They bore him barefaced on the bier. Hey, non, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny. And in his grave rained many a tear. Fare you well, my dove. There's rosemary, that's for remembrance. Pray, love, remember. And there's pansies, that's for thoughts.
A document in madness. Thoughts and remembrance fitted.
There's fennel for you, and columbines. There's rue for you, and here's some for me. We shall call it Herb Grace o' Sundays. You must wear your rue with a difference. There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they all withered when my father died. They say he made a good end.
Thought an affliction, passion, hell itself. She turns to favour and to prettiness.
And will he not come again? And will he not come again? No, no, he is dead. Go to thy deathbed, he will never come again. His beard was as white as snow, all flaxen was his poll. He is gone, he is gone. And we cast away moan. God have mercy on his soul, and of all Christian souls. I pray God, God be with you.
I pray thee, stay with us.
Do you see this, O God?
Thou must your conscience my quittance seal, and you must put me in your heart for a friend. Sith, you shall hear, and with a knowing ear, that Hamlet hath thy noble father slain.
And so have I a noble father lost, a sister driven into desperate terms. But my revenge will come.
Break not your sleeps for that. You must not think that we are made of stuff so flat and dull that we can let our beard be shook with danger and think it past time. You shortly shall hear more. I loved your father, and we love ourselves, and that I hope will teach you to imagine. How now? What news?
Letters, my lord, from Hamlet.
From Hamlet? Laertes, you shall hear them. Leave us. High and mighty, you shall know I am set naked in your kingdom. Tomorrow shall I beg leave to see your kingly eyes, when I shall, first begging your pardon thereunto, recount the occasion of my sudden and more strange return. Hamlet. From England? Or is it some abuse and no such thing?
Know you the hand?
'Tis Hamlet's character, and in a postscript here he says alone. Laertes, will you be ruled by me?
Aye, my lord, so you will not o'errule me to a peace.
If he be now returned, I will work him to an exploit, now ripe in my device, under the which he shall not choose but fall, and for his death no wind of blame shall breathe, but even his mother shall uncharge the practice, and call it accident.
My lord, I will be ruled.
What would you undertake to show yourself your father's son indeed more than in words?
To cut his throat in the church.
Revenge should have no bounds. But, good Laertes, will you do this? Keep close within your chamber. Hamlet returns shall know you are come home. I'll put on those, shall praise your excellence, bring you in fine together, and wager on your heads. He, being most generous and free from all contriving, will not peruse the foils. So that with ease, or with a little shuffling, you may choose a sword unbated, and in the pass of practice, requite him for your father.
I will do it, and for that purpose I'll anoint my sword. I bought an unction of a mountebank. I'll touch my point with this contagion, that if I gall him slightly, it may be death.
Let's further think of this. If this should fail, and at our drift look through our bad performance I had, when in your motion you are hot and dry, and that he calls for drink, I'll have prepared him a chalice for the nonce, where on but sipping, if he by chance escape your venom struck, our purpose may hold there. How now, sweet queen?
One woe doth tread upon another's heel. So fast they follow. Your sister's drowned, Laertes.
Drowned? Oh, where?
There is a willow grows aslant a brook and shows his hoar leaves in the glassy stream. There with fantastic garlands did she make of crow's flowers, nettles, daisies and long purples, which liberal shepherds give a grosser name, but our cold maids do dead men's fingers call them. There on the pendant boughs her coronet weeds clambering to hang, an envious slither broke, when down her weedy trophies and herself fell in the weeping brook. Her clothes spread wide and mermaid-like a while they bore her up, which time she chanted snatches of old tunes, as one incapable of her own distress, or like a creature native and endued unto that element. But long it could not be, till that her garments, heavy with their drink, pulled the poor wretch from her melodious lay to muddy death.
Alas, then she is drowned.
Drowned, drowned.
Too much of water hast thou, poor Ophelia, and therefore I forbid my tears. But yet I have a speech of fire that fain would blaze. But that this folly drowns it.
Let's follow, Gertrude. How much I had to do to calm his rage. Ah, fair Idas will give it start again. Therefore let's follow.
Hamlet was written by William Shakespeare. It starred Katie Herbert as Hamlet, Philip Donnelly as Claudius, Jack Knight as Gertrude, Stephanie Hull as Ophelia, Robert Aldington as Polonius, Daniel McGinty as Laertes, Gareth Johnson as Horatio, and Andrew Faber as the Ghost. Title music was by Dream Cave, additional music by John Bjork, and sound recording by Stefan Medhurst. It was produced and directed by Dario Knight for Unbound.